If you change your mind,
take a chance.
I'm the first in line.
Take a chance.
Honey, I'm still free.
Take a chance
on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone with a pretty
air in the distance, I can see it on the horizon. It's my brother and me, episode 13. We've arrived. This is an advice show for the modern era, and I'm Justin McElroy. I'm one of the titular brothers.
I'm Travis McElroy, and I'm the other boobular brother.
I'm Griffin McElroy, and I'm not going to stoop to that level. But I will. I think we need to apologize again.
Again? Yeah.
We made a decree, I think it was Ep 8, which was like two eps ago, saying we'd never miss another show. And we didn't miss it. It's just a little bit late.
I would say I missed it.
But I think because of that decree, the nice feelings that people projected last time we missed the episode of sorrow and
it turned, right?
Yeah.
It turned real quick. And people went absolutely bonker shits, and I didn't know how to handle that energy.
They tore the internet apart.
They fucking raged inside the internet, and they raged against it,
and ripped.
I would say that they hurt my feelings, except I knew that we had it coming.
And you don't have feelings.
And I don't have feelings anymore. So I'm so sorry this time.
Yeah.
Though it was entirely Justin's fault.
Yeah, big refund coming your way. I'm in West Virginia for a week. Is there anything I should do whilst in Huntington besides listening to Clinton McElroy on 103.3 WTCR mornings? Travman Man from Twitter. You're already doing the most important thing. All your news, information, sports, weather, everything you need is right there.
Comedy?
Tear off the knob.
Don't touch that dial. It's got jam on it.
If by the time you leave Huntington, you don't know what the words Ducky Crabtree mean, then you haven't done your job, my friend.
You failed. I feel like we haven't had Ducky do a guest spot yet, and I think that a Ducky Crabtree guest spot on My Brother and Me is...
Oh, my God.
Have you guys ever tried Googling Ducky? I wonder if Ducky comes up.
Oh, my God. Now I need to check. Go on about your business. I'm going to look.
As far as other things to do, soak in the sights, go for a walk on Marshall University's campus.
Dear Clint McElroy, why the hell doesn't Ducky Crabtree have a Facebook page?
Facebook page for Ducky Crabtree, or I quit the internet forever because there's no point.
Go to Hillbilly Hot Dogs.
You could hunt down Justin.
Well, don't do that.
You could hunt down Justin like he's wild game.
Well, don't do that. I'm going to vote against that one. Are we voting?
Yes.
I don't think that one's very good.
Or you could stay there for 22 years and then leave. Just kick it.
Let me give you an alcoholic's perspective. $2 pitchers at the Union on Monday, karaoke Tuesday at Sharky's, $5 all you can drink at Fat Patty's on Wednesday, Thursdays.
You're thinking of the V Club. It's Wednesday, all you can drink.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's $5 all you can drink at Fat Patty's, too. Thursdays at the Thirsty Whale. And then you have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, wherever you want to go.
You just recuperate.
Yeah.
You think about the bad decisions you've made.
Mm-hmm.
The terrible decisions and how you need to get out of Huntington or you're just going to drink yourself to death. Because it's so fresh.
It is. There's a good drinking scene in Huntington.
If you like.
Yahoo Answers user Timothy asks, and this question was sent in by TJ Mad, a loyal listener to the show. Thank you, TJ. What does it mean when kids or Japanese people come and stand next to you? Are they trying to be friendly? I was at the supermarket looking at herbs, and a boy came and stood next to me. I was at the sports field taking pictures, and a Japanese guy in baseball gear came over and stood near to me, and I started taking pictures, too. I'm a guy, too. I'm Chinese, but look Korean/Japanese. Do you have a similar experience? What do you think?
You know what? I'm glad someone finally had the balls, the sheer chutzpah, to bring this up, because I've had this theory for years that the kids and the Asians are working together to fuck with us.
No, it's not that. It's all about omens and portents. On this, our 13th episode, we're talking about omens, and we're talking about portents. And if a kid comes and stands next to you, that is a bad omen.
Well, it depends.
A
bad omen. Is he on your left or is he on your right?
Oh, good
either
point.
Side, regardless of which direction he's adjacent to you.
Well, I think if he's on your left, it's bad news for you. And if he's on your right, it's bad news for a loved one, I believe, if I'm remembering this correctly.
I can't remember. Yeah. There's also a daylight savings time component.
Oh, fuck yeah.
But if a Japanese person comes and stands next to you.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Get ready.
Get ready for good stuff, because here it comes.
It's coming on down. What's that tumbling down the mountain? I think it's a nugget of fortune headed your way.
The problem is you can't try and stand next to a Japanese person to try and emulate that good fortune, because they'll run away.
Ooh.
They're spry.
And if they run away, that's six more weeks of winter.
Yep.
Omens.
And portents.
This is a bad omen. This is from Form Spring. My best friend's ex-GF constantly hangs out with our friend and group, having isolated all her friends when they were dating. This is a problem because even when they were dating, we barely tolerated her often selfish and childish behavior. Please help. Ah, she's a zilch. Just tell her to go away. Get out of here.
No thanks.
Hit
no
the
thanks.
Road, sister. Beat
next time she walks in the room, just speak in this kind of tone and saying things like, mm-mm, no thanks.
I don't think so.
Actually, I'm trying to have a conversation with you. Ooh, oh, gross.
Too bad. That's grody.
Let's don't say we did.
So, bring up all mid-90s phrases. P-A-R-T-Y, because I gotta. Mask?
Well, okay. Now that's just the mask.
Shoot.
Shoot. Push it. Reaganomics. if that doesn't work, you could always dump a bucket of pig's blood on her.
Yeah.
No harm could come from that.
She'll get the message. Toot sweet, I think.
Talk to her ex that is a staple of your group, because it's his problem.
It's on him.
He brought this fucking albatross into your group, and now it's his time. It's his job to dispatch her.
Next time, just be like, "It's on you, Ricky. It's on you." The next
it's
time
on you, Ricky.
Next time she comes in, and then walk out the room,
and then you get the bonus of every time she keeps coming in the room, you get to give him that look. You get to look at her across the room and be like, you son of a bitch.
This is your doing, Rick.
We talked about this, Ricky.
Richard. I'm calling
Kyle on Gmail asks, hey guys, is talking to yourself weird?
Context. All about context.
It's not.
Context is so important.
You know
if
what?
If you're giving yourself like a badass pump-up speech in the mirror, I do that from time to time.
You know what I decided was weird? Because I talk to myself all the time. Talking to yourself about stopping talking to yourself is weird.
Like, that is weird.
I'll start to say out loud, looking at yourself, what am I doing? I need to stop. I look crazy, and I use my hands a lot, and it's...
Yeah.
But when you get out of the shower, and you're looking at yourself in the mirror, and you just, like, grit your teeth, and you give yourself, like, a, let's fuck some shit up, cowboy, then that's not weird. That's
not weird at all.
That's natural.
I talk to myself all the time. I say things like, you're going to have a great day today. Send that positive energy my way. You can definitely do this 10,000th push-up. And I say things like, oh, God, he's turning blue. You have to stop. You have to stop. Oh, God, oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God. You have to stop. You have to stop. Why aren't you stopping? You make me sick. You make me sick. You make me sick. I wish you were dead instead of him. Oh, God, is he dead? He's so blue. Oh, God, you have to run. You have to find someplace to hide and bury the body. And I don't think that's weird. It's just, it helps you sort your thoughts out, you know? So there's this girl I like. I don't, but I'm pretty sure a friend of mine likes her, too. She works in the same office as him, so it's likely he's made more progress and just generally has more access to her. He's a good guy, so I'm conflicted. Should I continue the pursuit or back down? Shane from Gmail.
This is great, because this isn't one of those too late questions where it's like, my friend is engaged to this girl. How can I get her?
Yeah.
It's...
This is open season kind of question.
Sure. Well, that's kind
of... But in a completely less offensive kind of way.
I don't know. He's already taken it that direction with this made more progress.
Yeah.
What is it? Has he gotten to the eighth level of sleeping with her? Like, what are you talking about?
He won the first 10 points. I got 2 in there somewhere. My question is, how much do you really like this girl if you're not seeing her any at all? Like, if your friend's making all this progress because he works with her and sees her all the time, what kind of interaction do you actually have with this girl? How do you know her?
I think it breaks down to who saw her first.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I don't think it's you, Shane, because he works with her.
The chief thing to keep in mind is just don't consider her feelings.
Yeah, sure.
That's the most important thing, because if you ask her what she wants, then, I don't know.
No,
ultimately, the decision's not up to her. But if it were, she would go with your friend.
Guys, I respectfully disagree. I think, Shane, step one, go to where she works. Step two, barge into the office, no matter who tries to stop you. Step three, stand over her cubicle yelling, "Which one do you choose? Which one do you choose?"
You can only have one, you trollop.
Pick one. Stop dragging my heart around.
I think that's the solution right there.
Form a bro pact with your buddy and say, you know what, we both dig her. I think to preserve our friendship, neither one can have her.
Or,
and then 2 weeks later, you flip it.
You're not really good friends with him anyways. Don't even worry about it. Or you say, I'll date her Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You can date her Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and then Sundays we'll trade off.
This is all sounding really good, guys. I think, you know what? I was worried we wouldn't be able to come up with a really good answer on this one, but I feel like we
what? Cut her in half.
Cut her in half. Keep going.
Whichever one of you stops doesn't
you,
really
you
love
you know,
her.
Obviously, which half to take. The bottom.
I thought you meant cut her in half lengthwise.
Oh, no.
Oh, what no. She'll die from that.
No, yeah. You have to put her together like one of those whistle suckers that doesn't work unless you have. Remember those whistle gummies that people used to have? You stick 2 gummies together, you turn into a whistle. She'd be like that.
I got you.
I might have dreamed them.
You think? I think you may have dreamed them. This one comes from Yahoo Answers user Kibby MIA, who asks,
"What happened to Kibby?
He's MIA.
I don't know. I haven't seen him in a while." Did he go AWOL? No.
No.
VTOL? No. Those aren't... He's MIA.
Guys, I just got the news. He's Kibby POW.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No. We're going to get you, Kibby. Stay strong.
Tristan's going to come. He's going to bust up Osama's.
Tristan's coming, Kibbs.
Just hang on. Hang on to hope. This is a topical sports question, which we'll know a lot about. Okay. Who better? LeBron with no legs or Kobe with no legs?
This is how much I know about sports, is the thought I just had was, okay, so they both have legs. I do know they... I've settled that now. I know they both have legs.
They both have 2 big, strong legs each.
Sinewy.
Big, sinewy, beautiful trunks.
You know, you said, who better, beautifully phrased. And I, you know, at first thought, who would be better in a sporting event? But maybe he's asking who would learn the most and become a better person.
Okay, so let's cut it in. Let's split this question in half like we would with...
Shane's girlfriend.
Shane's girlfriend. Okay. So, who would be better at sports?
Me.
Okay.
Is this really? Between us?
You think if you went Chicago 21 against LeBron and Kobe, neither of which had legs...
Let me tell you...
Would they Cripple Masters join up? And one arms,
yes.
And then one would be the legs.
And their torsos would fuse, and they'd be like a push-me-pull-you, but they'd be really good at basketball.
Yeah.
And I love this.
And really good at defending reporters.
Oh, but they play for 2 different teams now, don't they? That would get tricky.
So, okay, Kobe Bryant, 31 years old.
Okay. Are you looking up some stats?
Yeah, Kobe Bryant, 31 years old. And according to this card that I cut off the back of his action figure, he's got a power rating of 8.
Okay. Okay. That's a lot of fucking power, dude.
Scale of 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
His smarts are a 9, and his tech skills, Jesus. His tech skills are a 7.
Wow. This guy's a fucking super genius.
Yeah, he's a super genius.
Holy hell.
He's a super genius, super slam dunk artist.
What's he doing balling? He should be up in NASA taking us to the moon
he
and shit.
He balls at night and invents during the day.
Oh my God.
LeBron James, age 25, power rating, ooh. 9.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah. Smart.
Picked it up.
7. Tech skill, get this, 10.
Holy shit.
Yeah. LeBron James is really good with tech.
Do you guys remember when time travel was invented in the year 2010 by the king, by the basketball king, the king of all basketball?
We have to get back. How? There's only one way. We have to subvert the laws of the LeBron continuum.
Fuck.
The theory
Fuck, LeBron,
he pioneered.
You missed that really important three-pointer, and now the Miami Heat lost their basketball game. Not so fast. Pew, pew, pew. He time travels back and makes the shot.
Yeah,
that's what that sound was.
He goes back and he meets George Washington and a clown, and he helps him decide where to put the state capital. It's incredible. LeBron James in the time belt. I guess that answers that.
LeBron James.
LeBron James.
Who would be a better person? We talked about sports side. Who would be a better person?
It depends. If you live in Cleveland, it's Kobe. If you live outside of Cleveland, it's LeBron. Because Kobe didn't.
No, but Kobe, see, here's the difference. I think Kobe has the most to learn.
Kobe's got a what? Why?
He's kind of a dick.
Because his tech skills are
no. You flipped him.
You flipped
him. LeBron's kind of a dick.
No, LeBron's a dick to people in Cleveland, but people in Miami think he's great.
Yeah, they think he's the best.
Did you move down to Miami, Travis? Did you get down there?
I am non-committal to any geographic location.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're
except
a
for Norman,
resident.
Oklahoma. Represent.
Okay. So I guess that answer, yeah, I think we've pretty well addressed that one.
Driven it right into the ground.
BC Potter. Maybe that's what happened. Maybe they didn't lose their legs. Maybe they've been driven into the ground. Wait, see, who poured this cement here? Larry Bird.
Larry Bird. Bugs Bunny.
Just getting into shenanigans. Space Jam 2. We took LeBron and Kobe's legs. Get on Taffy's shoulders, stupid. BC Potter from Twitter writes, "My woman wants me to shave the old berry patch. Any suggestions to get the job done as clean as possible?" Okay. What's going on in her scene that she wants you to be clean shaven down there? Because you think you're going to do it once, you're setting yourself up for a hobby. This is your new hobby, is shaving your zone, or else you're going to have itchy zone. On the reg. 24/7.
Itchy zone on the reg.
You know what makes it sad? Now that you've used that, I can't use that for the name of my family style restaurant. The Itchy Zone.
The Itchy Zone?
Yeah. Fuck.
Fuck. Don't do this. Don't do this thing that she is asking you to do.
It's impossible to get it soups clean.
Yeah, you can't get it soups clean. It's gonna be like you're John Stamos down there.
Stamos level.
Counterpoint, just do one side.
Yeah, ooh.
And then give her like a taster's choice option. With
one side
on the left,
looks like
little on the right.
One side looks like a man's penis. The other side looks like a baby's.
She's asking. This qualifies as an emasculifice. She's trying to emasculate you, and it's really a trick. She doesn't want you to do this. Mm-hmm. What she wants you to do is say, "No, I won't do that. I'm a man."
Yeah.
And she's like, "Oh my God, you're right." And you say, "Men have hair down there. We are still in a society." And then she's like, oh my God. Men knock things over. That's just life.
If you do it though, do it now in the summer. Don't wait till the winter.
Oh no.
Because
that's like taking off your sweater when you're outside. It's not a good idea.
You need to walk around naked. Walk around completely naked. I have a friend who doesn't like to experience new forms of entertainment because he's afraid he won't understand them without knowing everything about them. What do?
You do?
I do?
You could try. You start by finishing your sentences, Form Spring.
Power of voodoo?
What if something happened to him?
God. We lost him. Does he mean, like, movies? Like, he doesn't...
I don't know that he means that, per se. I think he's probably talking more about, like, extreme sports entertainment, like base jumping.
Oh, yeah. Like,
I heard like this is like a fear of like 3D.
What? He's afraid of 3D technology.
Yeah, like he's afraid of new forms of entertainment.
No, no, I think he's talking about 3D. Like, I think he's talking about jet skiing and wakeboarding.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Chaz. Just go out wakeboarding with your friends for once, please.
Michael,
when you die, are you going to be sad that you didn't understand wakeboarding for a day? Or are you going to be sad because you didn't get that spray, that ocean spray in your face as you wakeboarded your way down the coast?
Get that sweet, salty, foamy spray. Michael's in the front seat. He's driving the boat. Michael's spraying you in the face. You're waking. You're in the back. You're waking.
Wake
you don't
bake.
Even... No cares in the world. Just wake and spray.
Wake and wake.
Wake and wake.
You don't wake and wake. You guys just got up. It's dawn. And you're afraid you won't understand. What's there to understand? It's two men who care about each other. One of them is driving a boat and spraying the other one in the face with salty foam.
Just Life. Looking back at him, thumbs Life. Up. Hey, Chaz, you're doing it. Remember, you were so afraid, but now you're
so
doing
frightened.
It.
Oh, God, that's a great end of a movie right there.
Right? The last line of this moving screenplay is, you were so afraid, but now you did it.
You're fucking doing it, Chaz. Get that spray.
That sounds like the end of a movie we'd check out from the church library when we were 8.
Except I don't think they had movies called Wake and Spray in the church library.
You're right, McGee.
Good work, Butter Churn Gang. Were they?
Spray salty life foam into Chaz's face.
Get that foamy spray.
And then talk about weird euphemisms for God.
Tim McGraw said it best.
Every fucking episode with this.
Live like you were dying.
You gotta get that sea foam, gonna spray it on your face.
Your friend looks at you knowingly. You're sharing a sweet moment.
Hey, you know what's a great moment for the end of this inspirational movie? Michael looks at Chaz and just kind of smiles and says, hey, you got a life mustache, and reaches up and wipes the spray off.
Yeah, that would be good. Yahoo Answers user Holly asks, is it weird to kiss your dad on the lips? Just a quick kiss on the lips, no tongue, ew. I do just say hello, bye, I love you, etc. My sister used to do it too, but she's grown out of it now and I haven't. I'm 20, BTW.
I love you, daddy.
I love you, daddy. Come here, plant one on me.
I think it would be weird if you were kissing other people's dads on the lips.
Nope, just her daddy. Just
yeah,
go give her.
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan. What's up? The good part of this situation is that it is a no loss, because if you kiss your dad on the lips and you think it's okay, then other people, if they say, hey, that's weird, you're a weirdo, you can say, why don't you get your head out of the gutter? It's my dad, sicko. Then they're the sick ones.
I think there's a way to be creepy about it.
No.
I'm just kissing my dad on his sweet, bristly lips. Don't look at me.
What's up with that Stamos double, Dad? I'm by your Gillette Fusion.
I think it's the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
Well, there it is.
I'm just going to be straight up. I'm usually pretty accepting of abnormal behavior, but fuck that. That is weird.
I don't think you know, until you do it. I think everyone, after they're done listening to this episode, needs to go find their pep and plant one on him.
You know,
his sweet lips.
I've been looking for a good sign-off for the show for so long, and I think kiss your dad square on the lips is probably...
Square on his sweet, plump lips.
Kiss your dad.
God, I'm so disgusted right now.
You're, like, retching in your throat.
Yes, I hate both of you. I'm muting my microphone as we speak so I can vomit in the corner.
Come here, Daddy. Come here, pep. Here it comes.
Is it worth it to pick up a penny? That is... Considering the amount of energy expended and the cost of food required to pick up said to provide said energy, can a penny be considered profit? Ryan, Gmail.
No.
Nope.
No. What?
Fucking
no.
Pennies.
You know what I do when people give me pennies, no joke? I throw them in the garbage. That's where pennies go, in the garbage.
Do you know why? Because that's a penny receptacle, because pennies are fucking garbage.
Pennies are garbage. They're worth more. The metal in them is worth more than the value that we've artificially attached to them. They're awful. They're the worst coins. They're only they are so politicians from zinc states can keep jobs in their hometowns.
Imagine this: you're cleaning your room and it's been a while, and you move a chair, and there's a glint in the carpet, and you say, "Oh my goodness, a coin!" But then it's a penny. Is it worth it? No, because that's the worst feeling in the world. I just throw that across the room and say, "I'll find that again later."
I like to call pennies hobo pranks, because hobos ask for change. I'm like, sure, here it comes. Here comes a big fistful of pennies. Gotcha. Better luck next time, vagrant.
Wear cargo pants with like 18 pockets and just fill them with pennies, and then wait for someone to ask you for change, and then just start dumping out your pockets.
Oh, man, that's going to be a real good prank. It's going to be a real good goof, and it's going to be worth it to have all those stinky, heavy-ass pennies in your pants.
What smells worse? Side topic. What smells worse than a receptacle that has held coins? Something that has held coins previously, and then you get your snog in there, get your snifter. And
That's a deep.
On the other hand, what smells better than a receptacle that has contained a large sum of paper money?
That's
that sweet stuff. Right? That coin stuff smells like you made a robot out of Dookie P.O.
Beobot.
Why did you give a robot body odor? I don't understand why you would do this thing.
I'm going to go one step further and say fuck nickels and dimes too. And quarters are where it's at. And that's the only thing. When was the last time, nobody's ever bought anything with a penny, but when was the last time you actually bought something with a nickel or a dime?
Never. I put them in the parking meter.
Yeah,
you put them in the parking. Most parking meters, though, they don't even take those anymore. They only take quarters.
I only believe in using Sacagawea coins.
You want to try that again? For all our Native American listeners who are so angry right now.
Sacagawea,
but you'll get it.
I call them Savage Cents.
Okay. See,
I like that one.
Is that offensive?
I think it might be if. I think it might be offensive.
Griffin, check our Libsyn stats and see if we have any listeners on reservations. Because if so, I will delete that.
Around the outside of the coin, it says, "In many gods we trust."
In Zeus. What? You guys don't know anything about Native Americans. The founders of the Constitution thought they believed in Zeus. What?
So let's end the show because we've all got things to do, places to be today.
I never want to end the show.
I know, but if you want to send in a question for next time, you can find all our info on mbmbam.com. It's our website. You can email us at mbmbam@gmail.com. You can send in a question on FormSpring, which is anonymous. You can find that link on our website. You can tweet at us using the hashtag MBMBAM or @MBMBAM. Justin, you want to talk about the t-shirts real quick?
Yeah, exciting stuff this week that we're going to try to get live for you this week. Number one, t-shirt pre-orders. Going to get a better price on them if you pre-order them, and I don't know how many more we're going to make other than the ones that are pre-ordered. We're going to get two different styles for you. One is like sort of a dark blue that has the MBMBAM logo in white, and another one is a cream colored shirt with the drawing of Jeffrey in purple, both by Mr. Justin Rousseau.
And may I say, they are slimming.
They are very slimming. We should have pre-orders up this week. And for all this stuff that I'm talking about, go to the website and follow the Twitter, MBMBAM.com, or visit Or it's @MBMBAM is the Twitter feed. So you're going to hear about it through these. We'll put some up on the Facebook group too. We have a Facebook group. You can join it. Just search for it on Facebook. I don't know how to find it. I don't have a really good answer for you on that one. We're also going to get a phone number this week, I think. We'll tweet about that if we get one. And an iPhone app is forthcoming.
My God, we're blowing up.
I know. Now, the iPhone app should be coming out it should be out this week. If it's going to be like $2 because we got to charge for it. It's like part of the Libsyn deal. It's basically going to be a conduit for listening to shows and getting in touch. So it'll have like buttons for you know, emailing and form springing and calling the show. And the biggest feature is you'll be able to listen to all the episodes right there without the use of iTunes or anything like that. It has background listening and all that stuff. But it seriously, there's no pressure or anything. If you want it, cool. If not, it's only if it would be of value to you. Don't feel like you have to pay us back for all the times that we've been together. We'd much rather you just buy a shirt or something. And that's all that. We're not getting rich off any of this stuff. We just like the idea that people are girding their torsos, their LeBron-style torsos.
And also a big thank you to everybody who is, you know, acting as diplomats for the show, going out and telling their friends and, you know, spreading the word. I know we didn't do great this week. If you were like, hey, this Monday, tune in for new... Yeah, my bad. But,
No, Justin's bad.
Oh, it's Justin. Nobody's fault. Why does it always have to be like this?
I want to throw out a big thank you to Zach Lue. Z-A-C-K-L-U-Y-E. Did I say that correctly? Sure. On Twitter?
We will never know.
He introduced a few ladies to MBMBAM for a long time.
Hey, ladies.
I want to send out some thanks, too, for people's patience. I want to thank the people. I wasn't very good in this episode of thanking people who sent in Yahoo Answers, but Jeremy, Evan, TJ, you guys are heroes. And everyone else whose questions I didn't get time to read. Thank you. You're keeping us alive.
Hey.
And you know what? I think we might just have one more question.
Maybe just one more.
Oh, this one was sent in.
You got a life mustache. Hold on. Okay.
This one was sent in by the greatest American hero, Tristan.
Yeah. Out there punching Osama on the daily.
Punching Osama and saving MIA, the music
band.
Not Kirby MIA.
No, Kibby. Here we go.
Kelby. I've already forgotten.
Kibby Gibbler.
Here we go. Sent in by Darwin. Or rather, the question is from Darwin. Is Taylor Swift Illuminati?
How am I supposed to reach this?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
And this has been my brother and me.
You will never know me.
Kiss your dad square on the lips.